New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
What's up, guys? The audio is a little rough on this one. We had just finished up a 3-day music video shoot with the boys in the band Paximile, and then pretty much forced them into a podcast before they could leave the ranch. So, bear with us. There's a lot of little mic noise and stuff, but it's a fun conversation on the ranch.
Oh, good. Go Pacers.
Go Pacers!
Go Pacers. So we gotta talk.
TJ McConnell.
Right into him.
Right into him.
The best energy white guy in the league.
Quite close to face. He's,
there we go. See, they know their basketball.
I was following the Pacers closely.
High five.
I knew they were making the finals from the first round.
Yes. No.
They weren't stopping.
We must talk about them.
Yeah. There was too much magic.
Shit.
You're just making me
right
like
now.
You
they're
more, Michael.
Now.
That is the key to our hearts here on Rugby Rocks Ranch is Pacers. So you like the Pacers, you can come play Rugby Rocks again. You can be a Nuggets fan too. You know, I like the Nuggets.
TJ McConnell's a star of any team. Like, makes me think I could play in the NBA.
I think that's my toxic trait. Is anytime I watch a sport, I'm like, I could do that.
Same. Well, you're Gumby. All right, so are we starting?
I'm made of rubber.
We have started.
We're just a cold open.
We Irish goodbye and we cold open. So
an Irish goodbye is like one of my favorite things to do.
That's
I wanted
like,
to
Rachel's
do that
calling card.
So much last night because I was so cold. I was like,
because that's how you know like who really paid attention to like if you were there or not. You know what I mean? Like I'll get a text from like two people's like, did you leave? Half an hour after I've left.
Thanks for
and I'm
caring
like, oh
about
my
me.
God, yes, I did. I love you. Have a good night.
Yeah. it's also very attention seeking. Like, oh, are you worried about me? Like, no, I just wanted to go take a nap.
I'm fine.
So let's introduce our guests here tonight.
Yes.
Welcome back to an episode of Be Here for a While on the Ranch.
On the ranch.
With Greg Hunter and his mustache. Woo, woo, woo.
And we have some guests here who have been here for a while on the ranch.
It's true. We've been here. We've been here for a few days. And we came and visited last year for Rugby Rocks. And,
that's right. It was this year. But it's been so much has happened. It feels like a year ago.
Right? Good Lord.
Which is beautiful.
We've formed a full-on relationship now.
I would say so.
Say your names. Bob Seger, Joe Dierdre. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm Michael.
I am Blake.
And there's another guy named Kevin.
Yes, he is driving home with his wife right now. Could not make it, unfortunately.
Yep. Kevin's married?
Yes, married.
He's a child.
I know, right?
Okay, well, this is Caleb. What? I thought you had a wife. Grace?
Just a girlfriend.
Okay.
Is that on?
There was a thing called the Caveman Festival around here. And I decided to join the chili making contest there.
Do you make a mean chili?
I'm a great cook. However,
this is real life. This is serious business.
However, I didn't. The store didn't open in time for me to get the right meat, so I put spam in it.
Sounds
was it
salty?
Good?
It's a lot of people liked it. I mean, I didn't win. Especially this, like, 10-year-old kid. He loved it. But I think he just had a crush on me.
He was like, yeah, I love... it's so good. Is spam, like, super fucked up salty? I don't think
yeah,
I've ever had it.
It's actually... spam on rice, like, it's like a sushi thing they do.
Like,
really?
Slice and they, like, kind of...
Have you had it?
Brown it.
Yeah, they, like, torch it.
It's
and,
actually
like, Pacific
delicious.
Island, they, like, spam and stuff, like, in Hawaii and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Spam fried rice.
Ooh.
It's actually fucking good.
Yeah,
you're telling me spam fried that
yep.
rice?
I went to University from of Oregon and all the like floaty nada like we were friends with all like the football players or whatever and a lot of them
yeah.
were Pacific Islanders and cool. there was this Hawaiian restaurant that was unbelievable and it was a lot of like just spam chopped up and
yeah.
rice and egg and tastes fucking good.
Sounds like exactly what I need right now.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Good Lord.
I need something greasy.
Grease.
Do you remember Lark Burger?
Yeah, it was too greasy for me, man.
Really?
It's greasy? It's like they put a slab of butter in the patty.
But isn't that what you want?
Yeah, exactly.
That what you want?
At 5:40 a.m., I put butter on ramen noodles and a lot of soy sauce this morning and then went on a drive around our property. Hopefully I didn't wake you guys up.
No.
We heard the Britney Spears blasting for a while.
Oh, no, that was
not me.
Who could that have been?
That wasn't me. Nope, I was listening to a podcast.
Did you actually hear any Britney Spears?
No, I made that up.
Okay.
I wouldn't listen to Britney Spears.
No, she'd be classic rock. It would be Bob Seger blasting.
I support you as Bob Seger.
Are we still going? We're still vibing?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'll edit and stuff. It's good.
All right, so let's explain what's happening here. So Paxton Lee performed at Rugby Rocks.
At Rugby Rocks Woo-hoo! Festival.
Yep.
Brought the heat. And then...
Brought the heat, yes.
A few months later, they come back down to the ranch to shoot a cinematic masterpiece.
It really is quite an undertaking that you've agreed to do with us, Greg. I appreciate it, man.
Hey, I'm glad that you guys were ballsy enough to want to do it.
It actually looks really cool, like, from an outside perspective. I mean, I guess I participated a little bit.
You were there.
Yeah. I did the cult thing.
Yeah, you did some choreography. Yeah. It was awesome.
Whatever, I tapped.
Heel toe. A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
But, like, the screenshots I've seen looked so fucking cool.
I don't know what camera you're using, but, like...
Blackmagic 6K Pro.
Not sponsored.
Sponsored yet. I will take sponsorship. Blackmagic, happy to.
Yeah, we would definitely. Please reach out. O'BrienRach@yahoo.com. No, but like everything looked so cool. Like the first night, like Dan, even like Greg's dad, like dancing is like an extra or whatever, and he was really feeling it. He was really using his knees. I'm like, oh God, Mike. But
stretching those titanium knees out.
Yeah, but you know, he was hitting it. He was hitting it hard.
No wonder he was able to dance so long. He's got robotic knees.
He's got fake knees,
dude.
Yeah, the only man who's had three knee replacements. Because he had a knee replacement, and then he got in a terrible accident, and he had cracked the titanium insert.
No way!
It's a true story. Yeah. Tell the story.
That's too long of a story.
Both knees three times?
No.
The
right knee twice.
Was it like an ATV crash or something? He loves that ATV.
Yes, it was an ATV crash.
How do you know that it's that? How do you know that?
He saw the signs. He saw him flying around here this weekend.
I see the big like 8-year-old grin on his face every time he's riding that thing. And I'm like, yeah, that's probably what it was.
Did you seriously just guess that or did you know that?
He knows his inner child is 8 years old.
That's hilarious.
So. I too am connected to my inner 8-year-old.
It's important.
Ask anyone here.
Fucking things I've ever heard.
I think in some ways,
how true it was.
It's unbelievable.
It's pretty honest.
Music video is about connecting with your inner 8-year-old self.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Well, I found him. Well, essentially found him. He decided to, and Mike's always like safety first. He's like an OSHA, you know. He's running up the...
Well, he's safety first for everyone else but himself.
Because
he likes to just call people out.
So a proper OSHA... Got it.
He's just likes to lecture.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yep.
Thank you. That's exactly what he likes to do.
Give him the opportunity. He'll put you on a lecture.
And I had just gotten in my car accident where I broke my back and I was wearing my turtle shell thing, and Greg and them had allowed me to like drive to the local grocery store, which is funny that my accident happened on the same road, but you were like, it's fine.
The road's haunted.
Whatever.
Only explanation.
Yeah. I love a haunted thing. Continue.
Don't speed up in a hailstorm. I don't recommend it.
That is a saying.
It's whatever. I will only admit to 54%
of the fault.
54 miles an hour.
Oh.
45.
You're underselling.
60.
You don't have to say yes.
Just,
Your court date already just came and went. You're
too
good.
Fast.
Yeah,
you're
let
in the clear.
Go. They were like, you're sweet. Just let
but yeah,
go.
My dad had come out to essentially help me because Rachel had gotten into a terrible accident. And then in very Mike Hunter fashion, he got into a more terrible accident. We had to get a helicopter out here.
Holy shit.
It was bad. Yeah. So like they let me drive to Ringo's. I'm driving back and I see like a trash bag in the middle of the road. that was packaged up like Mike would do it, like with electrical tape around it. And I was like, that's weird. And I go and I would say to Greg, I was like, there's a trash bag in the middle of the road that looks like your dad. And Greg was like, where's my dad? Where's my dad? And I was like,
I don't know.
And he hops in our truck and then we find him in a literally the deepest ravine Mike could have crashed an ATV in.
Holy crap, dude.
And he's close to 70 at that point. It was very sad to see, but see, he fucking can't kill him. He's too mean.
He looks fine.
He's fine. Yeah, he can't kill him. Now. He's too mean.
He's fine now. For
but
sure.
For sure. For an older man to hit rocks like that.
I loved getting to know him more during the process of this music video that we've been filming this weekend, as opposed to not saying like it was worse the other time, but like we didn't really get the chance to talk to your dad when we were at the Rugby Rocks. Like he was like kind of like safety coordinator, like you know, hey, can you help me pick this, that, and the other? And we're like, we're here, you know.
He was barking orders,
right? Which is fine. Like he's doing his job. And here, this weekend was, we got to see so much more of his personality and like his like light. You
there
know,
you go.
Mm-hmm. And just what a fun guy, man! What a
he's a fun guy.
He has Mike King Fun Hunter.
His nickname is King Fun.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah, it was bestowed upon him by college girls in Bloomington, Indiana. So I'll let him have it. I'll let him have it.
That's pretty.
He didn't give it to himself. So
he adopted the.
Yeah, people were calling him King Fun. We were at a bar, the Kilroy's. Shout out Kilroy's. In Bloomington, Indiana, and he was on top of a picnic table dancing very much like how he was in your music video.
Yeah, just sort of like...
all the knees.
Like, and, yes, yeah, all the knees, yeah. And then just... Yeah.
You know, definitely there were some... Then, like, college girls got up there, and their boyfriends were, like, upset. I'm like, he's not gonna steal your girl.
Oh, what a bunch of insecure children.
Yes, exactly. So the most secure child was on the picnic table. And yes, he's down for a good time.
That's great. One.
Okay, now I have a question for you guys.
Please.
Any interesting story about your parents? Like any like Barrett, like Mike can be very embarrassing, and hopefully this isn't triggering in case something
I've got
happened to your parents.
I've got a couple about my dad.
Well, you got to get close to that mic.
No, I can hear him. He's fine. Yeah, you're good.
My dad broke his neck skiing.
Oh,
ooh,
shit.
That's one of the main ways that people get paralyzed.
Uh-huh. And then skied himself down the mountain.
Jesus.
With a broken neck.
Drove home.
I am
calls me from the kitchen. I'm in the basement where my bedroom is. This is back when I was living with my parents, obviously. And he calls me, and I'm, you know, a degenerate teenager. It's 11:30 in the afternoon, and I'm still asleep. And he wakes me up, he calls me, he goes, hey, Blake, I need you to drive me to the hospital. And I'm like, oh my God, what? Like, what happened? And he goes, yeah, I think I broke my neck skiing. And I'm like, where are you? He's like, upstairs. I'm like, oh!
In the kitchen.
Okay.
You're not supposed to move after that.
And then I go upstairs to look at him, and he's like, you know, he's doing the Batman thing. Like what Batman movie is it where he couldn't turn his neck?
Yeah. All of them.
All of them. And so then I'm driving him very carefully to the hospital.
I broke my neck, Blakey.
Yeah. We're in the hospital room. And like, I just finished calling my mom being like, hey, your husband, my father, is in the hospital again because he got in a ski accident. And he looks at me, he goes, I think I broke my neck, Blakey. And I'm like, they just told us you broke your neck.
Oh, man.
Oh, my.
Oof.
And then he was in a brace for a few months, and we all made fun of him for it. Thank God he wasn't paralyzed or anything like terrible happens.
He could have been.
He could have very easily been paralyzed.
And he could have been on his own
on his own dumbass
by...
fault for skiing down. I love you, Dad.
For moving afterwards, yeah. Love you, Dad. Love mine, too.
That's how they are, those old guys.
I
just can't be stopped.
Seriously, like a tractor trailer that's just in unmovable. Like anything that comes that guy's way, he just kind of steps over it. I'm always so impressed.
My dad flipped his truck off of a cliff in Oregon, like completely.
Her dad's a logger.
Yeah.
Ah,
so he was on like roads we were on.
Yeah.
Earlier.
And I won't say how he did it, but let's... Well, he had this thing where he would cough and then pass out. Fine, I'll say it. Mom's not going to listen to this. But I'm the only one that knows the actual real reason. He said it was a tire blowout. It wasn't. He would cough and pass out. Anyways, flipped it off.
Oh, my God.
All the way, like, rolled, like, this truck all the way. There was a house right next down there, and the women started screaming, like, my God. And he gets out of the truck. He goes, I'm fine. Relax. He said, relax.
Like, Calm down.
You're being dramatic.
You're being dramatic.
Yeah, just relax. Just
I was in the truck that rolled down the mountain.
And I'm fine.
You got a beetle on that can.
Yeah, I got it.
You got a little bug on that bush.
Oh, another one? Jesus.
Yeah, they...
I drink another one, I'm going to be really mad.
One, she got one in the mouth the other night.
From that bottle?
One of those there stink bugs. And there was a glass of wine, she just went... And I was like, what's going on? She's like...
Oh, yeah, you can feel it. Well, yeah. Apparently our psychotic cat also ate a mouse protein in front of everyone during the shoot.
Yeah, when we were filming last night, a handsome little Blitz over there thought it would be apropos to show off his multiple kills.
Nice.
And then devour them in two bites in front of us.
It's so disgusting. It's so gross. He's such a show-off.
I've never seen a cat, like, hunt before. That was really cool.
He's unbelievable. He's ridiculous.
He loves it.
All right, what do you got, a good family story?
New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I got one that comes to mind. I mean, my mom has told me that when she first met my dad, his coworkers and stuff were like, why are you dating him? He's, like, really weird, because he would, like, jump up on his desk at work and stuff.
I love your dad.
Like, was he on cocaine?
No, he's like, just a goofy guy.
This, like, pension shock value thing kind of runs in my blood. Yeah, that's a good example of it.
Wait, that sounds nice. Fun.
I know. I wish he was still that fun. He's awesome guy.
Yeah, there you go.
He's a good kid.
Great guy.
He's just more tame now. He forgot that he's a weirdo.
Well, maybe his knees.
Maybe this video will take him back.
Yes.
I hope
yes.
so.
Yeah. Sounds like a good kid.
Family. Family bits. Story?
Surely Randall.
Oh yeah. That's
Randall is his name.
His name's Randy.
Randy.
Yeah. Randy. Yes. Yes.
Dad's was traumatizing injuries. My dad was like 18, working on a farm in Wisconsin, and he was doing some of the grain silo.
Oh, geez.
Whatever thing was going on that was like supposed to be churning it in there, like he thought it stopped working, so he sticks his hand up inside.
Oh no!
What's going on? Lopped his finger right off.
Ooh.
And then I think I can't remember whether they tried to like reattach it or not, but now to this day.
Yeah. Is it the middle finger or the pinky finger? Middle finger?
That's got to be more insulting when you get, like, flicked off by a stub.
With a stub.
It's like his favorite party trick. Especially if you've never met him. He'll find some way to, you know, pretend like he chopped it off while he's eating dinner.
Dude, that's
this guy's a star. What's your dad's name?
Randy.
He's Randy. He's Randy. Randy's a star. Yeah,
when Randy went to our first like Radio Fluke show with a different group, the first time I like actually saw him there, you know, like after having some rapport with him, he did the middle finger thing from the crowd. And I was like, wait, that's not right. I love Randy. He's a great guy.
It's a good party trick. I should do my hook more.
Your hook. Is there something wrong with your
hand? Her hand won't close because of a...
Oh, because of the yeah.
I broke it.
Yeah.
That's fully closed for.
And I got like a very expensive surgery from Cedars-Sinai in LA and didn't work. And the lurch, I would call the doctor. He was never nice to me, unless my mom was there, and then he would start flirting with her, like she'd come to appointments or whatever. And he then ripped the metal prongs out of my hand.
Oh my God!
Like I had metal prongs, whatever, in that I wore for like a month with like a sock puppet thingy over it. And I didn't know that that day it was going to happen.
He just like, yoink. Yeah,
not even
no one told you?
Not even a Tylenol. I just went in to go to the appointment. He just like puts my hand down and just takes pliers and rips them out of the... Yeah, well, he didn't do a great job at it. So there's still a hook.
I also broke my hand.
But it's good. I can do this.
I can still do this.
I could hook someone.
I also broke my hand, but I was playing a show.
How did you break your hand playing a show?
I karate chopped the metal rim of one of my drums.
Ooh.
And broke this bone right here. And so they also had to put a metal plate in my hand and stuff like that. So I relate. I can't lift this finger quite as well anymore.
Did they keep it in though?
Yeah, it's just an installed like metal plate.
Nailed into
my bone.
Mine was temporary because they were like, we don't want to like ruin your hand. I'm like, I have softball hands. I have ugly hands. Like, what? Why are we trying to like preserve this? Like,
you have perfectly handy hands.
I've been working man for my whole life. Yeah.
So you guys have spent some time on the ranch now.
Yes, sir.
A good amount of days, more than most. You know, just what are your thoughts?
It's beautiful. I've been talking all. You guys go.
I mean, it's just it's a total like Wild West DIY like setup. Really, the whole thing's like hand built, essentially.
There we go.
Very impressive, by the way.
I like that. Good hand transition there, by the way.
Yeah, there you go. All by Greg.
But yeah, man, just feels like you're trying to build things culturally here, even though it's in the middle of nowhere, and
yep.
just make cool stuff with people cool. you like.
Cool people.
And like projects that you mess with.
Yeah.
So we're happy to be here.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Really, and like you guys.
Feel super welcome every time, so thank you.
That's great.
Yeah, it's been cool.
So you would play Rugby Rocks again?
God, yeah.
And you would say to your fellow friends and fans that it's an experience worth having.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Especially after seeing your guys' dance moves. No, I'm not joking. It was actually like really... They were kind of impressive.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for saying so.
I'm a trained ballerina and tap dancer, so mm-hmm. I did all that my whole life. And I was like, well, shit, they got some...
These guys.
They got some stuff going on here.
Got some secrets.
It is just lack of inhibition.
Yeah, well, you're Gumby. You were, I mean, he was... I can't even describe the way he could move his body. I was like...
I've been told it's very Jim Carrey-esque.
Yeah.
Physical comedy.
Also telling me that.
Okay.
Yeah, well.
is it quaffed right now?
It's
quaffed.
It's quaffed.
There you go. There you go. I like it. Love it.
I wish mine would quaff. But I have Kid Rock hair, so.
Kid Rock.
Oh, just like stringy and straight.
Same.
And Kid Rock might be her distant relative because her mom's maiden name is
Richie.
Which would be good if it was Rock, but Kid's real name is something Richie.
Father Bang Bang Diggy.
Yeah, great song. So I've got a question for you guys. Mm-hmm. In your other band, Radio Fluke, you played Red Rocks, and clearly that probably doesn't compare to Rugby Rocks. But you know,
you guys played Red Rocks.
They played Rocks.
How
let's just
cool.
hear a little bit about
Holy
that
shit.
Experience.
Congratulations, that's so cool.
It was started with. I mean, it was Westward that put out this article that was like, hey, there's a battle of the bands where winner gets to play Red Rocks. And so it was this whole process, probably like 6 months start to finish of just like there's a voting stage. Mm-hmm.
New year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I think it was 60 or 70. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
They picked the 10, and then it was like online.
And then it was online voting for the 10. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And then of those 10, we got voted into the top 3, I believe. Yeah, it was top 3. And then, won the battle.
And then, live competition with the other 3 bands. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Where was that? Where were those shows at?
That was at number 38, right downtown.
Okay.
The brewery, yeah.
In Rhino.
And was it like day of voting?
Yeah.
For that? Yeah. We knew by the end. Yeah.
Okay, rad.
Yeah, it was like 3 judges mainly, and then I think there was an audience.
It was a component. Like
vote that counted as part of it. But
got it.
We had like by far the most people there, so
it was all our friends.
It helped.
Like, you gotta collect.
Like, please.
Yes. So
Red Rocks, come to this.
Yeah. But then definitely come to Red Rocks. So it happens. You realize you won, and the next move is you're playing Red Rocks.
Oh. Yeah.
Cry. Yes, that's so cool. I mean,
I almost cried for you hearing that.
It's so cool.
Like, when you try so hard to do something, and then...
I mean, that's like the pinnacle. If you're in Colorado, there is no other pinnacle than playing
100%.
Red Rocks. So did you guys open for someone? How did the Red Rocks show work?
It was Film on the Rocks. It was like a movie that they had. So it was Mad Max Fury Road. And they do like, I think like 3 or 4 from a summer. But yeah, so
okay.
they have like a little
bit. Mad Max fan here.
Right. Yeah. They needed a rock group, so.
That's so perfect.
Yeah.
Well, this music video is kind of Mad Max-y. Right?
There's a car chase, and
there's a car chase. I would say today's car chase rivals what I did in Roller, which it was very much inspired by Mad Max.
Was that
I don't know. It was Adam. He wasn't driving the... Adam was fucking driving insanely.
I know.
I loved it. I was holding on the top of the ceiling of the
that
truck.
That was my favorite part. Knowing you were in the car, freaking out. I was just enjoying it the whole time.
And you're behind the camera like...
He was doing a great job, though. I trust him. I mean, he's...
You'll have to tune into the music video when it's done, audience, to see the crazy driving, but...
It all looks so cool.
So you guys got to play Red Rocks. It's got to be the biggest show of your lives.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine how cool
I've
that
seen
would
the photos.
Be.
It was filled out.
And there were the 6,000, 7,000
sold out.
Jeez, really? That's so cool.
Okay.
Yeah, 6K maybe.
All the way. by the end of it for sure. Like started playing.
When the movie started,
hey,
it was
high
full.
High fives to all you.
Yeah.
Guys.
Hey, thank
so
you.
Cool.
Oh
did
wow!
You guys,
thank
did
you
get
so
your
much.
Your own dressing room in there.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, the dressing rooms are cool. They have the Rocks in there.
We just had a friend. I think it was one of your friends, right? That was backstage for something like that, and they had like plaques with all of the bands. That
yeah.
Did
yeah.
they give you a plaque?
I mean, it's like one of the biggest.
Yeah, not a whole plaque, but a little section on the plaque where it's like.
Artists who played here this year, you know, like
full doc, like yeah. These
so you're part of history now. You're
plaques.
On the plaque,
and we okay. signed the tunnel. Like we did the whole.
That's so cool.
Dude, you guys. I mean,
cool experience. And it, like the coolest thing I think was it was just like our music too.
Yeah, yeah. I think we played like three covers, maybe two,
maybe two or three.
You gotta throw in some covers.
You gotta every once in a while, you know.
I hate bands who don't.
Honestly,
like, make them obscure, weird covers. For you guys, it'd be like Bob Seger.
This fucking Bob Seger, man.
So who is this guy?
It's still so weird to me that that's him. He looks like a completely different person.
Forever,
like,
Rachel is going to see Michael as Bob Seger.
Yeah, she was like, Bob Seger was there last night. Now there's this like young guy here. I didn't see him last night.
Now.
The glasses and the beard.
Certainly helps.
Like, but I feel like, you had a hat on. Like, I feel like your hair was darker. Or it was just a hat.
Yeah.
It no, was it. It was like what's his butt from Yellowstone? The guy from the rich family. Come on, who's the lead?
Kid Rock.
Colt Hauser. something Hauser.
Yeah, Cole Hauser.
So it's,
who
it's
plays
not Colt. It's
Rip.
It's, yeah, it's. I think Colt.
I don't know, but apparently
whatever.
Michael could rob a bank as Bob Seger and get away with it. So
but that,
you know.
That dude like was like a blonde guy like in other movies like looks like you basically. And then all of a sudden he's on Yellowstone and is wearing this. And I was like, is that a fake beard? Like, I'm
like you don't look
very
normal.
Very confused by yeah.
He also gained like 20 pounds.
Well, you had to for the role.
We're just confusing the hell out of them. You guys watch Yellowstone?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's okay. We're confusing.
It's right. You guys are like cool kids. Don't watch it. Yeah. It'll make you less cool. It'll make you more mainstream. So just stay away from it.
Yeah, it's great. No.
Isn't that the show about like the Cowboys? And like
yeah,
the
yeah.
first season is amazing. And then yeah. it basically goes.
They just
no,
do the
it
same
doesn't.
Thing
don't
well, there's
that
like a couple
it.
Pickups.
It, no, so it's like
Beth,
the Flash
Beth
on
is
CW.
Awesome.
Yeah, there you go. Well,
I aspire to be Beth.
You've totally so, seen that, right? You've definitely
I
seen that
show.
What show?
I'm just I'm being a dork.
In closing finality here. This first music video you guys have shot for either band?
Yeah, we've done a couple DIY radio flute videos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Of this caliber.
When it's on your shoulders, it just isn't, you know.
Yeah, it was all
outsourced.
We are filming each other.
A few hours to make it, and this was...
You're filming each other.
A few days.
A few days.
Hard earned.
Yeah, but that's...
And like...
Battle tested
some
days.
Pretty long, cold moments.
Yep.
And...
So,
well,
yep.
You did swallow a lot of dust, and I was a little worried about.
I was kind of worried about him too.
He held his core
for a while still.
So. Yeah, no. By the time it shows up, it won't be my fault anymore. So,
statute of limitations.
We should explain what we mean by that. There was a chase scene where our friend Adam was driving a truck behind Greg's old Ford, and Caleb was. I was very nervous
outside of the vehicle,
like in the bed of the truck, like holding on to it. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ!
And we're just
the dust
so
going.
Much dust.
Yeah, it was a lot of dust.
Trying not to turn too fast.
You're
you
taking
know, like,
some of Southern Colorado with you in your lungs.
Yeah.
At least a quarter ounce of of dust and grime.
Part of the Black Hand Syndicate now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told him. I gave him a little history lesson.
We love doing
it. What? What?
Well, they can tell
but
you
yeah,
on
don't
the,
worry about
on
it.
The way home.
I'll look it
yeah,
up.
It's,
look it up.
Let's see if you're available for, you know, learning about the mafia around here.
Hey, man, I am Italian.
Oh, what's your last name?
Peterson.
What is it?
Peterson is my
that's not Italian at all.
My mother's maiden name is Yanacito.
Ah, there we go. Okay.
So
it's on that side. All right. We'll take it.
Yanacito.
You're just saying it with like an accent. That sounds
Yanacito.
But if I was going to spell it out, it sounds Japanese.
I need to emphasize that it's not American.
I was like, I don't think that really sounds Italian, but I'll let you run with it, buddy. You're gonna
well,
run with it.
We appreciate you guys being here on the ranch.
things.
We did some great cool things. I'm excited for the people at home to see it.
It looked really fucking cool.
I'm excited for people to find out about Paximile.
That is PAXSIMILE, Paximile.
You can find us on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your music. Same with this podcast.
One quick question. All right. How did you come up with that name?
Ooh, that's good.
I thought of it.
But, well, like, what does,
yeah,
what does it actually, like, mean?
Is that, like, is that an Italian-Latin kind of something?
Oh, are you trying to go Italian again? Jesus.
They're Latin words. I don't know if they make sense together, but...
What do they mean separately?
I mean, Pax is peace, from my understanding.
Okay, cool.
And simile is, like, the fifth grade literary device.
Oh, like simile, yes. Okay. I remember learning that. Okay.
It's kind of, I mean, there's the word facsimile, but I wasn't consciously aware of this word, so I'm just brainstorming names and stuff, and that one really stuck out to me. It just sounded like
it's cool.
The right I like way.
It. I love that it doesn't actually have some really important meaning. It's just more like, because it sounds meaningful. Like,
right.
Facsimile, you know, it does.
In Latin it means... something fucking epic.
Lord of Westershire.
Like,
yeah.
I can add meaning to it in retrospect.
I think you guys already have.
No, you add.
And, our existence. But, you know, it can... The songs are representations of these experiences and helps bring you peace and resolution and wisdom, and that type of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just a silly, goofy thing.
It's not. It's cool. It's actually, when I was introducing the bands for Rugby Rocks, I'm pretty bad at names, like, but I remembered Paximile. I was like, I'll nail this one.
It's a pretty memorable
name. Like, it's a very memorable name. Like,
it's got that curb appeal. Mm-hmm. You're like, I want to know more.
Yeah.
So good cool choice. Name.
Thank you.
Good choice.
Very cool name.
All right, guys. Yeah,
keep swimming with both hands. Keep smiling. Keep saying, how do you like that? I'm show business. I'm never leaving.
That's the key. Thank you, Larry Miller. And on that note, we're going to let these dudes get back to Denver.
Yeah, to let them drive safely.
Thank you guys for having
Cheers.
Us.
Cheers.
Thank you for coming.
Boom, baby.
Boom, baby. That's right.
Boom, baby.
Yes. Go Pacers. Go Pacers.
Go Pacers.
This is a Pacers podcast.
Well, they're playing right now. But
hurt, so. Oh, we beat you guys yesterday.
You're playing like our team.
Without a Hallie.
Como mamá, siempre quiero lo mejor para mi familia. Por eso quiero lo mejor en mi cocina. Y eso significa solo huevos Eggland's Best. No importa cómo los cocines, siempre saben frescos y deliciosos. Y tienen más vitaminas D y E y el doble de omega 3 que los huevos regulares. Entonces, ¿por qué conformarte con menos cuando puedes tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos.
Milo's Pro Rewards members, go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.